This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Baseball 400.
This team went a memorably bad 41-121 in 2024, though unlike in 1919, they did try their best. Andrew.
Who are the Chicago White Sox?
That's right.
Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Ruthie Polinsky in this morning for David. I don't know. I mean, it's a Jeopardy moment from a couple days ago. But isn't that just god-awful that that happened?
It's so funny with the so Jeopardy awful. Music.
I know.
It's just, like, so jolly.
And they,
yes,
like,
that
they,
is correct.
They mention, like, the worst team ever, the, you know, the one that threw the World Series in 19... Like, you know, they got to
get... tried their best.
They get into the Black Sox and they lose. Yeah, we talked about it a little bit this morning. The Sox shut out again yesterday. Oh, yeah. There we go. I knew the answer to that one.
I'm just happy I knew the answer to a Jeopardy question.
Yeah. Oh, boy. That just bothers me. At any rate, the White Sox lost 8-0 yesterday to Oakland. And we had, you know, they had won the series against Boston. It was their first series win of the year. They had a big blowout win to end an 8-game losing streak, and then they immediately won the second game in what has been legendarily known as the Luis Robert game, the game where he hit a home run to get him back in the game, and then stole second base, got on base, stole second, and scored the winning run on Brooks Baldwin's single to right field. It was a glorious 2-day stretch, and so when they started this series, I believe the question we asked was, can they win against the A's? Like, because the A's, remember how the Cubs kind of handled them when they were at the second or third of their season openers.
Yeah.
No would be the answer.
No.
Mm-mm. They got swept, so now they're on the so they lost the last game against. So they got a 4-game losing streak going into Boston. Going into Boston. They've got 4 games, a 4-game series in Boston, including, I believe, they play Monday, which is Patriots Day. You know, they have the Boston Marathon, and they have an early game. I want to say it's like, is it 10:30 a.m. start? Wow. So you got to basically, and they should do this, get the whole team out there, maybe win a baseball game, and then they all run the marathon in their uniforms, holding bats, chunk, chunk, chunk down the street because they still have their cleats on.
I went to a Patriot Day game at Fenway Park back in the day.
How was it?
Cool. It's really really
such
odd,
a cool time
to go to a ballpark at 9 a.m.
Right. Yes. Right.
Yeah. Do they have breakfast? So cool they have breakfast food and coffees instead of beer.
I had a beer.
Look at you.
You gotta have a beer at the ballpark.
He's gutsy. Did you have
and I was working.
Oh,
I was on. I was there with our old friend Papa Joe Chevalier.
But you have often drank on the job, haven't you?
Especially for the last 15 or 16 years.
That's great,
Papa Joe.
Yeah, God rest it would be cool soul. For them to what's the goal? Get two?
It'd be great if they get a split.
God bless.
But I don't know. I mean, is it a fact of life that they just match up well with the Red Sox, or were the Red Sox just completely off the boil to lose a series to the White Sox?
And we'll
do they have revenge in their hearts?
Yeah.
Because I believe did they face Crochet again in this series? I believe they do.
Right. It would make sense. Yeah.
You know, let him pretend to throw a no-hitter, and then we'll throw a Chase Madoff at
Well, some people were saying, like, you know, not that big of an accomplishment because of the lineup. Like, do you get a little asterisk?
Oh, I see. He seemed to want to get it, though.
Oh, he seemed to want to get it. And the fact that I knew from the first pitch that there was a no-hitter at stake.
Yeah, that's all. He did say that.
That'll be good.
That is a horribly depressing thought, though, that he just asked. Does it count if it's against the White Sox? Because they can't hit.
I know, but like it's a. I feel like only, you know, salty White Sox fans would ask that question, right? Mm. You know, but I will say this: I will be doing the pre and post game show on the Chicago Sports Network tomorrow with Ozzie Guillen.
Oh, that's fantastic!
So tune in.
And you're here in Chicago because they're
we'll
in Boston.
Yeah, just pre and post.
You're not just going to do a quick trip to Boston.
No. Although I do love it there. Used to work in Rhode Island, many know.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good.
Yep.
That's the Saturday. It's a 3:10 first pitch, the Garrett Crochet versus Shane Smith.
That's tomorrow?
3:10 first pitch.
Oh, I got you.
So you got a good one.
I've done a lot of prep, as you can see already. That was my plan for this afternoon. Great. Cannot wait.
The 3:10 first pitch, that'll be good.
Okay. No, I knew 2:30 pregame. I knew 2:30 pregame. That was what I knew.
Wow.
But I got a lot of work to do tonight. So, no, it'll be good. Oh, that's great.
I wouldn't work that hard.
Yeah.
Well, at least your evening will be free, right?
I'm going to smile and nod and giggle at Ozzie. That's my plan.
Did you see him yesterday? They were out at the ballpark, and Ozzie was bundled up like he was at a Bears game.
Did you see that Chuck ran with Luis Robert? Did you see that?
Well, I not only saw him run with Luis Robert, I then in the post-game show, how much White Sox baseball did I watch yesterday?
Yeah,
I also saw him run against Ozzie's grandson.
Yes.
That was funny.
Yeah, that was
who I actually met at Mitch's St. Patrick's Day party.
Oh, that's
great. Ozzie's grandson.
That's great. Yeah. I think it's important for you in particular, Dustin, to watch the games that fit your schedule best, right? That game yesterday is perfect for the morning
show. I actually tuned in. I specifically made sure I got myself in front of it. I wanted to hear what Ozzie thought about being swept by the Athletics.
That's why that is magic, right? Like to know that the White Sox lost and then turn on, you know, what is Ozzie going to say? Like that's magic, you know?
You know, it is
the best.
Easter this weekend for a certain segment of population. I also believe, coincidentally, Greek Easter falls on the same date as our Easter. I'm a Catholic. So it's good to see that. And it, of course, always makes me think of one man whenever we get to Greek Easter. Not my buddy Bob Vassilopoulos, although I think of him, not his friend Father Peter, who is a Greek Orthodox priest, but the great man himself, Hawk Harrelson. Have you ever heard this highlight?
Hi, everybody, and welcome. And a very happy Easter to each and all out there. And also for all my Greek brothers and sisters, Christos Anesti, Alathos Anesti.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40. period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Pure magic.
That is one of the greatest television moments. I sat down, I'm watching this, the beginning of the show. Stoney is standing next to Hawk. He turns to look at him. He's just like, when he goes into the, can you play it again? Because I could listen to it all day.
Hi, everybody, and welcome. And a very happy Easter to each and all out there. And also for all my Greek brothers and sisters, Christos and Nesty, Alathos and Nesty.
Christos this Nessie Alitos.
It makes me want to have some lamb chops.
It makes me want to.
I love Greek food. It
makes me want to brush my teeth because I think he says halitosis.
Well, after some Greek food, you should brush your teeth. Yeah.
Yes, correct.
One of the all-timers. I just love that one.
Off the rails.
Yeah, we're off the rails. But I just wanted to mention that, you know, I grew up on the South Side and we always speak parish, like what neighborhood are you from? There is an item in today's newspaper that the church that I attended my entire childhood and life, St. Thomas More, is closing after being open for, I believe it is 67 years is what it says in the Sun-Times. They're closing the church that I spent my childhood in. I got to go back there. And, you know, I mean,
gotta try to get there for one last mass.
Well, I mean, you know, I can't even tell you how many sacraments we spent there. My parents died out of that church. It's just like really tough to see your childhood.
I agree. I didn't realize I have not been back to my parish that I grew up with in forever, even though I still live in the same town, but just on the other side of town.
Yeah.
And I drove by and it had changed hands to another nationality, and they're like, it's still a church, but it's no longer and I said to my mom, like, she's like, oh yeah, I forgot to tell you. I'm like, oh, okay, thanks. You know, like,
there's something about that. It's,
you know, sacraments, weddings, funerals, the same idea. Yeah.
Sad. Yeah.
All right. Well, we got to get to Mike Palm. We're going to bring in, speaking of religion and church and Easter, we're going to
Vegas
talk. We're going to head out to Vegas.
I've also spent a Vegas, Easter Vegas once. Yeah.
Did you spend an Easter in Vegas? Uh-huh. What was that like?
Oh, I'd have to tell you off air.
Oh, boy.
Oh, okay. Boy.
That sounds like a good one.
Love it.
All right. You know, a very happy Easter to all my Greek brothers and sisters.
Yes.
So let's get that done. We'll talk to Mike Palm next. It's Mully and Haw, Ruthie in for David this morning on The Score.
For all my Greek brothers and sisters, Christos and Nesty, Alathos and Nesty.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.